She'll be about 77 years old when she's released. Her sentence is, I believe, 19 years and 7 months. She will be about 2030 is the year she's expected to be released. Now, there may be some early release for good behavior and things of that, but I don't know. But it's going to be a while. She will be about 77 at the time she's released.
Does she have multiple pensions?
The in question, there are two pension funds. One is the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund, generally referred to as IMRF. The other one was a Nationwide Retirement Fund. And when she was convicted, she forfeited the pension payouts. Like any pension recipient, you know, state or municipal gets those pension payouts. She forfeited that right. But what her attorney is contesting and some of the state law supports is that she's entitled to those reimbursements, what she paid into those pension funds, to be returned to her. So it's about $90,000 total between these two pension funds.
And how does the mayor of Dixon feel about this?
He thinks that $90,000 should come back to the city. They're still well short of the full restitution amount of $54 million. She's only contributed herself from the sale of her assets and other liquidation of things about $9.3 million of the $54 that she was ordered to repay.
So what happens next in this case?
The U.S. government, the U.S. Attorney's Office, has until December 19th to file their response to what Cronwell's attorney filed last week. If they can do that, they don't have to do that. I expect after December 19th that motions will be presented and argued in federal court in Rockford in front of Judge Philip Reinhardt, where they were originally argued back in September. In September, he asked for more information on these motions and wanted them to be amended slightly, and that's kind of how this got dragged out a little bit. So I would expect that the fate of these things will be decided in federal court within the next several months. The state statute for these public pensions indicates that the reimbursements are not seizable for various things, one of them being restitution. And that's where Cronwell initially contested these things in a letter to the judge back in September, and kind of the same grounds her attorney's using is that the state statute says these assets, this money, the pay-ins, the reimbursements need to be returned to Cronwell or any other defendant in a restitution case. So whether or not their assets isn't in question, it's just the state statute, the state law that says these need to be returned to Cronwell.